Listen to what Jesus said in Luke's gospel. He said, whoever listens to you, listens to me. You're his messenger. You're his ambassador. And when you go and you share him with someone else, Jesus said, if they listen to you, they've listened to me.
Welcome to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire, founder and senior pastor of the exciting Turning Point Church in Fort Worth, Texas. Pastor Jeff brings you powerful biblical messages, along with practical applications that can help you grow in your personal walk with Jesus Christ. So stay tuned and be challenged, be encouraged, and be transformed by the power of the Word of God. Today on Life Talk, we are continuing the message entitled, The Sheep and the Goats. This is the final chapter on the series we call Last Days Parables of Jesus. To tell us more about the message, here's Pastor Jeff.
In our current series on the Last Day Parables of Jesus, we've so far explored three of Jesus' most famous parables, the parable of the householder, the parable of the 10 virgins, and the parable of the talents. In today's message, we're going to look at the parable of the sheep and the goats. In this parable, Jesus has returned to earth in his second coming and is judging the nations. He separates people into two categories, sheep and goats. He proceeds to reward the sheep and to judge the goats. And the Lord tells us exactly why the sheep are being rewarded and why the goats are being judged. So grab your Bible and follow along as I share part two of the message, The Sheep and the Goats.
Look at what he says. Go therefore and make disciples of who? All the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now catch this, because this plays into this parable, ties into this parable. The Lord commanded that his ministers take the gospel and penetrate every nation with not only the message of salvation, but they are then to go and disciple those who have believed in the teachings and in the lifestyle Jesus taught. Jesus foresaw all the nations of the world as being presented with the gospel, with having to make a choice. This is real important. Jesus saw every nation. Now, that word is ethnos, and we get ethnicity from it. So he's saying all races of people, all individuals that comprise a nation, that by the time he returns again, every nation will have been visited by gospel preachers and will have heard the claims of Jesus Christ. Amen. And they had to make a choice. What did you do with Jesus? What are you going to do with Jesus? Now, at the end of time, when he returns, all of these same nations of the world, this is where the parable takes us, all of these same nations of the world are brought before him to be sifted and judged. All the nations. China, Russia, Africa, all the countries on all the continents, every people group will all be brought before the returned Messiah who is sitting on a throne, calling all of them before himself. Heavy stuff. But Jesus never was Tiny Tim tiptoeing through the tulips, was he? When you heard Jesus talking and he moved and did what he did on earth, you were watching and hearing God. He said to one of his disciples, if you have seen me, you've seen God. Why are you asking me to show you God? If you've seen me, you've seen God. If you want to know what God is like, look at Jesus. Read the red ink in your Bible, because you will see what God is like by reading about Jesus. Amen. He was a perfect reflection of the Father. So the Lord commanded that his ministers take the gospel, penetrate every nation with the message of salvation and discipling the converts. And all of those nations are going to be making a choice whether to obey or not obey the gospel. So at the end of time, when he returns, all of these same nations of the world are brought before him to be sifted and judged. And during this epical event, all national boundaries are obliterated. The nations aren't treated on the basis of race or a political position or size or wealth or achievement or any of those things. None of these people are standing before him going, you know, I'm a European, I'm an American, I'm an African, none of that. All those boundaries have disappeared. They are all now facing the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, no longer the Lamb of God come to be slaughtered, but the line of Judah come to rule. Amen. And isn't it interesting that he breaks them up into just one of two categories? You are one of two in this judgment. You're a sheep or you are a goat. The time of reckoning has come in this parable. What will be the sign of the end of the age, Lord? He's answering it right here. This is what it's going to look like. Now, Jesus turns first to those on his right, the sheep. I want you to notice what he says to them. Isn't this what you want to hear? Come, you blessed of my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. But here's my question to you. And this is what I was asking myself as I read this. On what basis are they allowed in? What is it that made them a sheep and the other one goats? And why are they getting in and the goats aren't getting in? What made the difference? What was the defining thing that made them eligible and others weren't? Amen. And Jesus answers it. And it's not what you would expect. He says to them, oh, well, I'll tell you how you're getting in. I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. Stranger, you took me in naked, you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. The sheep are shocked. They don't know what to say. They say, wait a minute. We remember feeding some folks and we remember visiting some people and helping people that were ill and going and encouraging those that were in prison, but we never did that to you. This is news to us, Lord. Did we do something we didn't know about? Here's what the king answers. Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to the one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Wow. Now, here's a principle of life, folks. I got to tell you, what we're about to look at, I have been consistently surprised that so many in the body of Christ don't get what I'm about to show you. They don't understand the servant-master relationship and how delegated authority should be received based on who sent them. Watch this. Now, first, we got to go. He says, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren. So, who's the brethren? Who's the brethren? Let's answer that first. Who's the brethren? Inasmuch as you did it to this one, and this one, my brethren, you actually did it to me. Now, for the longest time, I thought he was talking about the Jewish people. As a matter of fact, in all honesty, I've taught that it was the Jewish people. But we grow, don't we? We grow in our understanding. And now, I got to tell you, I think that's weak. I don't think it's just the Jewish people. Matter of fact, I don't think he's talking about the Jewish people at all. Look at what John said. He came to his own, the Jew, and his own didn't receive him. I used to read that and say, oh, well, see, that was the Jew. Because his own is talking about the Jewish people. Jesus was Jewish. We have an olive-skinned Savior. So I used to read that and go, well, that makes sense. Then you look at the parable of the sheep and the goats, and the brethren he's talking about had to be the Jew. But after closer study, I got to tell you, I think we can find a better answer. And it's found in Matthew 12, 46 to 50. Jesus was moving strong in his ministry. And it says, while he was still talking to the multitudes, behold, his mother and brothers stood outside seeking to speak with him. Now, here's Mary and his bros, all right? His mom and his brother, half-brothers, because they didn't have the same daddy. You got that? Because Jesus' daddy was God. All right. Now, then somebody said to him, hey, Lord, look, your mom and your brothers are standing outside seeking to speak with you. But he answered and said to the one who told him, look what he said, who's my mother? Who are my brothers? And he stretched out his hand towards his disciples, and he said, here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. So when we hear him say in the parable, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, he's not talking about the Jew. He's talking about those who have put their faith in him and experienced redemption by his blood and have been born twice by the Spirit of God. Amen. That's who he's talking about. Jesus is talking about Christians, whether they're Jewish, Caucasian, black, white, yellow, red, green, purple, it doesn't matter. He's talking about anybody washed in the blood of the Lamb who has been born twice and God is their Father and he is their Savior. He said, that's my brethren. That's my brethren. Now remember what Jesus said concerning his brethren, the Christians. The way you treated them is the way you treated me. That's what he's saying. The way you treated them, the way you treat them is the way you are treating me. Here's that principle. That when somebody sends another in their name, how you receive the one sent is how you have received the sender. And this is what I'm amazed so many Christians don't understand. Because it's very important that you do. Because if you go start, for instance, attacking or undermining or really making life miserable and hellish for somebody that Jesus has sent, then eventually the one who sent them stands up on their behalf. And you're dealing with a whole different animal when he stands up on their behalf and you're the one giving them grief. Or conversely, if you're blessing them and receiving them, then the one who sent them is going to bless you. Amen. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Amen. Isn't that what it said? Yes. So what you did or didn't do to the ones he sent, you did or didn't do to me. Jesus said, I was hungry, I was thirsty, I was sick, I was in prison, and you helped me. They said, where do we ever see you in any of these conditions? He said, when any of my children, my people, my brethren were sick or in prison or in need and you helped them, I took it personally. Amen. You helped me. Oh, this matters, folks. You did it to me. I think of the day that Saul, before he was Paul, was breathing out threatenings and whatnot against the church, and he had seen people killed. He was there when Stephen was martyred, the very first martyr of the church. It says Saul stood there in agreement with them killing him for simply preaching Jesus. And he was hauling people off to jail. He was separating families. He was terrifying the Christian community. And this Saul was knocked down to the ground. And Jesus appeared to him. And what did Jesus say to him? Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, wait a minute. I don't even know you. He said, who are you, Lord? Amen. And Jesus said, I am Jesus who you are persecuting. No, Lord, you got it wrong. I've been persecuting your kids. And Jesus said, you persecuted them, you persecuted me. You came against them, you came against me. You gave them grief, you gave me grief. And now I have stood up on their behalf and knocked you on your face and taken your sight from you, and I'm going to use you, boy. Okay? So let me just boil this down to its conclusion. The label of sheep or goat was placed on the nations based on what they had done with Jesus. That's what it comes down to. That's why one was a sheep and the other was a goat. Why? Because the sheep had received the messenger, the message from the messenger who was sent by Jesus. And when they received the message from the messenger, they got saved and received him. And that's why they're sheep. The goats had said, no, don't want him, don't want this message, don't like you either, going to give you some grief, going to persecute you. And he said, the day is going to come. What's going to be the sign of the end of the age? When everybody gets their comeuppance. Everybody. You're going to be a sheep or a goat, and there's no in between. Saved or lost. Blind or you see. Hellbound or heavenbound. That's the message of the parable. To receive his ambassadors is to receive him. To persecute, harass, and abuse his ambassadors reflects directly on whether or not you received him. You know, this may sound terrible and insensitive, and I don't mean it that way at all. I have a family. I have three sisters and mother who's probably watching right now. So I have a family, but I got to tell you, ask me who I'm closer to. My family or the family of God. Now, if my sisters walked with God, one of them does, I would feel the same way. But isn't there something about the family of God we're closer to? Blood washed. I'm not saying, you know, dish your family or anything like that. But even Jesus said, hey, what do you mean, my mother, my brothers? Here's my mother. Here's my brothers. Those who do the will of God, those are my brethren. I'm closer to them. I'm tighter with them. We've got a stronger thing going than I do with my own family. Because it had said his own family, until the end, didn't believe in him. Amen. Listen to what Jesus said in Luke's gospel. He said, whoever listens to you, listens to me. Can we say that together? Whoever listens to you, listens to me. You're his rep. You're his messenger. You're his ambassador. And when you go and you share him with someone else, Jesus said, if they listen to you, they've listened to me. Look how much trust he puts in you and me. Isn't it amazing? Man, you talk about a humbling position to be in, that we are actually representatives of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are heaven's diplomats. And so when we share Jesus with somebody, Jesus said, if they listen to you, they listen to me. But watch this. Whoever rejects you rejects me. And whoever rejects me rejects him who sent me. So the Lord just gave us a hierarchy. God sent the Son. The Son sent the Spirit. The Spirit sent you. Amen. And if they receive you, they've received him, Jesus, Messiah, and if they receive him, they receive the one who sent him. Wow. Hallelujah. So in light of all that, where's America tonight? Because isn't America more and more and more attacking God's kids? Oh, Pastor Jeff, don't get political. You were doing good till you went political. This isn't political. This is very spiritual. If you've got a mom and a pop who have a bakery and that's their whole life, and they very politely say, you know, I just cannot involve myself in baking and putting together a cake for a homosexual marriage because I don't agree with that lifestyle, and it's against my conscience. So in America, I have freedom of conscience and freedom of speech and freedom of religion. So if you don't mind, I'm going to decline. And to have the state shut them down and fine them. Whosoever did it the least to one of these, my brethren, did it to me. Listen to what he said in John's gospel. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. Do you see the same principle? But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they don't know him who sent me. Everything God does is by delegated authority. Everything he does. You know, is Jesus standing here teaching you tonight? Amen. Well, he is by the Spirit. The teacher of the church is here, the Spirit. But he's using an old boy with skin on him. Me. Right? Because he delegated this to me. Now, when you're out there in your workaday world and you got a coworker and you got family, you got friends around you, and you open your mouth and you say, let me tell you about what Jesus has done for me. What they do with what you say reveals whether or not they've accepted him. If they receive you, they're going to receive him. If they reject you, they're going to reject him. You can't get away from delegated authority. God, everything God does is by delegated authority. Everybody in this room, well, most all of you, I assume, I trust, are saved. How'd you get saved? He sent somebody. And when he sent them, you received them. And when you received them, you received him. You received the message the messenger brought on behalf of another. Amen. It's the same thing with healing, same thing with deliverance. Why do we lay hands on the sick? Because as a delegated authority, I'm standing in his stead, so I lay hands on you in the name of the Lord for your healing, and should the Lord heal you, it wasn't of me. I'm not a healer. There is no healer on earth but Jesus. But how did it happen? He used a delegated authority, and his power flowed through a delegate. This is the way God operates. So are you with me? See, so it's very important that we understand this for a lot of reasons. Here's one of the main ones. When God sends somebody into your life, they're not going to be perfect. They're going to be flawed. They're going to make mistakes. They're not going to be everything you wish they were. Now I'm talking about a minister. And I'm not pointing at me. I'm saying any minister, anywhere, anybody who's coming to you in the name of the Lord. You have to look through the imperfections and receive the one who sent them. Not, well, they got this flaw and that flaw, so I just don't receive them anymore. Now, I'm not talking about if they're in sin. If they're in sin, they've disqualified themselves to represent God in your life. But if they're not in sin, they just have flaws. Like we all do. It's very, very wise to say, you know what, I'm just going to overlook those flaws, and I'm not going to be a nitpicker, and I'm not going to be a critic, and I'm not going to make a big deal out of nothing, and I'm not going to make a mountain out of a molehill, because they are bringing a message from the King to me. Yeah. And he who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Most ministers leave churches, and they do it all the time, because they can't handle the criticism anymore. They get tired of it. Now, they shouldn't. They ought to be able to take it and just say, you know, whatever. Water off a duck's back. Consider the source and all those little psychological mechanisms we use. But it's very important that we realize how important it is to receive who he sends. So where's that place, America, tonight? I think America is cruising for a bruising. Because we used to send out missionaries. We used to honor the Christian church. We used to honor the Sabbath. On Sundays, you couldn't find any place open but church houses. We honored God. But now we're just dissing God, blaspheming against God, mocking God, double dog daring God to do anything about the sin in our life. When he stands up, he can stand up in life, in real time, and bring one chastening to a person or a nation, or he can wait until the day of the sheep and the goats. The sheep are those who heard the gospel and were saved. It's that simple. The fruit that resulted from their salvation was the good works that followed their faith. The goats rejected the message, rejected the messenger, and the one who sent the messenger, and they were lost. And Jesus said, depart into an everlasting flame. It matters what we do with Jesus. The sheep enter into eternal life. The goats into everlasting destruction.
We hope you enjoyed today's message from Pastor Jeff. If you happen to miss part of this broadcast, or if you want to listen to this message again, you can do so by visiting our website at lifetalkradio.us. That's lifetalkradio.us. From there, you will have access to plenty of resources available to you. You can download and listen to our daily podcast messages to start your day off right and encourage you throughout the day. You can also get full access to current and previous Life Talk Radio broadcasts and catch up on any sermons that you have missed. To get a copy of today's message or this entire sermon series, give us a call toll free at 877-884-3111. That's 877-884-3111. Our friendly staff will be standing by to assist you and even offer you a special discounted price so you can get your own copy of your favorite sermon series from Pastor Jeff. This is our way of thanking you for your unwavering support of Life Talk. Once again, the number is 877-884-3111, or visit our website at lifetalkradio.us for more information. You've been listening to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. Join us again tomorrow as Pastor Jeff brings a very special message about hope and new beginnings in an inspiring message entitled, You Can Start Over Again. Thank you for listening today. We look forward to being with you again here on Life Talk Radio. Until then, God bless.